Welcome everyone to the Online Course Creation Summit. I'm your host, Devin Slavin, and I'm super excited to be bringing you this series of interviews and presentations from top online entrepreneurs and course creation experts from all around the world. And they're coming here and showing you how to design, build, and launch your own world-changing online course. So today we have a special guest here. It's Mark. And I'm going to redo that. I forgot to ask you how to pronounce your name.
Bangeter.
Bangeter. Okay. Mark Bangeter. Okay, cool. And take two.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, shit. Look, see what I'm talking about? Oh, there we go. Now we got a camera. I got to do one more thing here. Oh, this is lame. All right. Not so bad, though. There we go. Actually, that's even better. So see?
Yeah, it does. You don't look so washed out.
Okay. Mark Bangeter, right?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Take two. Welcome to the Online Course Creation Summit. I'm your host, Devin Slavin, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you this series of interviews and presentations from top online entrepreneurs and course creation experts from all over the world. And they're here to share with you their expertise and their hard-won lessons on how to design, build, and launch your own online course. Today, we have a special guest. It's Mark Bangeter from ClickFunnels, which I know a lot of you guys are stoked about, and some of you guys haven't even heard about, and you're going to be stoked to hear this, what he's going to show us. But Mark is going to basically show us how ClickFunnels can take everything that we're doing in our business with marketing, designing, building, and launching our online courses and do it all in one place. But before I bring him on, I just want to give him a formal introduction because that's what he deserves. So Mark Bangeter is the head of customer education at ClickFunnels and a published author. He utilizes these skills to create educational and engaging content for users of the quickly rising SaaS community, or company, excuse me. Previously, Mark was in the e-commerce and retail space helping to launch funnels, products, and businesses in categories such as nutraceuticals, consumer goods, accessories, fitness, and beauty. Mark spearheaded a project that went from idea to store shelves in 3 months, selling over 100,000 units. That's pretty incredible. So he also has a master's degree in internet marketing from Full Sail University. So with that, I'd love to welcome Mark to the Online Course Creation Summit. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Great, great. Really excited to have you here and to share your expertise with us on building funnels and building courses with ClickFunnels. So thanks so much, man.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, man, let's dive in. Actually, before we dive in, I don't know if this is totally unscripted part, but I just wanted to say, you know, like, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your background. So you studied internet marketing and have a master's degree in it.
Yeah, actually, so it's kind of funny. I was actually in real estate. I was a real estate broker towards the end of, from 2007, I got in right at the wrong time, right before the market kind of collapsed, right? And through 2009, just always kind of chasing the next commission, but always one deal behind, you know, never quite caught up. And so right around that time, I was like, I need to learn more about like this internet marketing type stuff. And I've always been fairly tech savvy, but I was like, because there really wasn't a lot of people in real estate at that time using the internet to market their businesses. There's locally anyway, there was only one company that actually had a decent website, and they basically just used all the they just like black hat SEO. I mean, the guys like keyword stuffing the pages and just, I mean, that they would be banned by Google right now, you know, just
right
and everything. And so I was like, I got to get into this internet marketing thing. So I started researching it. I found an internet marketing program. And it was an online course, which makes sense for internet marketing. And I ended up taking the course. It was a year long, you know, it kind of accelerated master's program, paid way too much for it. And so I realized I could have got a lot of the same knowledge just if I'd known who Russell Brunson was back then. You know, and I would have done a lot better, but anyway, you know, it got me on the right course where I'm at now. And, so I started doing, you know, e-commerce stuff, just, you know, selling, just random stuff online, supplements and fitness equipment. We started, you know, launching new companies, you know, every month, nice. Or basically developing new products, wow. things like that. And then I came across ClickFunnels, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, this is what we need to be doing. We need to be, instead of just having like a kind of a static shopping cart where people can just come and browse and come and go as they please, we need to be more targeted, more efficient with how we are getting these consumers to purchase, you know? And so we started using ClickFunnels. I mean, if you saw the first funnels I built, they were awful. Ugly, and they converted okay with our email list. But it was just, you know, it's a whole learning process. And then I found out that ClickFunnels was hiring, and I ended up coming on board in a support role. And I was doing a lot of the support articles. And eventually just kind of that became my entire role. And so I love it. I do a weekly webinar, create articles, and it's really, really fun. I get to test out all the new features and play with those. And it's just an awesome, great company to work with. And I mean, just amazing people. So it's been a really cool experience.
That's cool, man. It's crazy how like, yeah, that was a total, like to get into real estate and you're like, oh shoot, now it's just crashing.
Yeah, whatever, I just realized that I liked internet marketing more than I liked real estate, you know?
Totally, totally. That's what I was going to say. Like, if that didn't happen, you probably wouldn't have been doing what you're doing today.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Just, like, tons of freedom and can work from anywhere.
Yep.
You know, you said you're moving and you're just going to be, like, pick up and be doing, like...
Yeah, I could... I mean, I'm moving up to Boise. I mean, that's where our main office is, but I could move to South America if I wanted to. I could move to, you know, Thailand or whatever. Right. I just have to convince my wife of that. But Boise's a little bit easier of a sell. So
right. Well, cool, man. It's always great to hear, you know, personal stories because we can all relate to that. So thanks for filling us in with that. And so you actually started going right into my next question, which is, yeah, like tell us for people who aren't familiar with ClickFunnels, tell us a little bit about, you know, what is the opportunity with ClickFunnels and kind of what it does, and then love to have you take us over to demonstrate some of those things too.
Yeah, so this was actually perfectly timed. I was at an event all weekend running our ClickFunnels booth, and so I've got my elevator pitch down pretty well, awesome. Pretty good. I had everybody. So it was Jeff Walker's product launch formula. If you're familiar with Jeff Walker, He has some great information, and what he teaches kind of fits right along with ClickFunnels. But he had us, LeadPages, Infusionsoft, Disk.com, who handles like digital product fulfillment, but they convert your digital products into like an actual physical product. And then Membarium, which is an Infusionsoft plugin for creating courses. And so he had all of us there because he only wants sponsors there who he believes in, really. Mm-hmm. And so there's only five companies there. And it was funny because people would come up and ask, they're like, okay, so what do you guys do? How are you different from LeadPages? How are you different from Infusionsoft? And so I basically go through and say, hey, look, with ClickFunnels, you can build out all your lead generation pages, your opt-in pages, your squeeze pages, whatever you want to call them. You can deliver the lead magnet or the, you know, the opt-in bribe, whatever it is you're offering. You can take them to your sales page where you present your offer. You can then take them to an order form page where they're going to put in their credit card information and pay you money. You can then take them to an upsell page where you present another offer, and it's a one-click upsell, meaning that they don't have to put in their information again. They just click one button, and it processes the payment. You get paid even more. You can have multiple upsell pages. You can then take them from there into your membership site where you've created your course to fulfill that product. You can also create webinar funnels and evergreen webinar funnels. We call them auto webinars. To, you know, to create, you know, these basically an evergreen product launch almost, mm-hmm. or, you know, where instead of you doing an actual live webinar every week, you can have this auto webinar constantly running and it's automated. That, so while you sleep, you wake up the next morning, you just made $3,000 while you were sleeping, or 10,000 or 20, who knows? Nice. Depends on what it is you're selling and how much traffic you're sending to it. So, that's the main component of what ClickFunnels does. And then most recently, you know, in the last few months, it's actually been probably closer to about 8 months now, we added a component called Actionetics, which is your built-in email autoresponder. So nice. You can set up all your follow-up email sequences, fulfillment emails, transactional emails, all within ClickFunnels, and they're all based on smart segmentation. So you can send certain emails to people who have purchased your product or people who haven't purchased your product, or if they visited a page in your funnel, or if they haven't visited a page, or if they have 50,000 followers on Facebook, you can even do that. It pulls in that data.
Wow.
And then another component is called Backpack, which is our built-in affiliate tracking system. So you can have affiliates promoting your products and earning commissions. And just, I mean, it's an all-in-one marketing suite, essentially, is what it has grown into. And we're still adding more and more features. So it's been a pretty awesome experience to be a part of. And after I kind of went through that with people at the event, they say, so do I need any of these other guys? And I would just say, well, that's up to you. There's a lot of people who use ClickFunnels with Infusionsoft. We integrate directly with Infusionsoft. There's people, you know, we actually integrate with Kajabi as well. Kajabi is a great platform for creating courses. So there's all those options depending on your needs and what you're doing. But really, you could do everything right within ClickFunnels.
That's super cool. So you can basically build your complete funnel. You can build the opt-in pages, deliver things. You can actually sell things, upsell, all of this stuff. You can deliver your courses. You can do email segmentation, do web. Yeah, so you basically have it all in one place, which I think is super cool, because instead of having to link everything together and hope everything is just working all, you know, you've got everything in one system. So imagine if you didn't do something right or something didn't happen, you just reach out and you guys are like, oh, we see what it is. This is what it is.
Yeah, we actually had one of our users. She's kind of like, we lovingly refer to her kind of as the poster child of ClickFunnels. Her name is Liz Benny. She's from New Zealand. And she actually spoke at our event that we had at the end of March, beginning of April. And she uses only ClickFunnels. And she runs her entire business. I don't know her exact figures, but I know she's doing millions of dollars, basically doing a weekly webinar and delivering a course using ClickFunnels. Wow. And so she has a really cool story how she came, like, from, I mean, she was running a social media management company trying to fulfill on all these contracts, and she realized it wasn't scalable, you know, because she can't scale her own time. You know, you can't increase your personal time. But, and so she shifted that business model. Instead of managing people's accounts, she taught other people how to be social media managers.
Nice.
And she's just doing a great job with it. So it's pretty phenomenal to see what people are doing. I mean, there's another guy using ClickFunnels. It's not for course creation, but he's actually selling physical products in the kind of the survivalist space, like shooting targets, survival knives, you know, like those credit card knives, like those paracord bracelet type things, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think he's shipping like 3,000 to 4,000 orders per day.
Wow.
Of fulfilling those orders. Like, I mean, that's huge amount of orders to be processing each day. He had to upgrade, he had to get a warehouse, you know, all these things, just so he could handle, you know, all of that. And he's pretty much using ClickFunnels to run all of that. So, I mean, the potential of what you can do is really unlimited.
Sweet. So you can do the scalable, you know, virtual courses that we're talking about here. You can even fulfill physical products or both. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely cool. Great. Well, this is really cool. I know you've got my ears perked, and I know, and our audience is probably like, okay, all right, this sounds too good to be true. Let's take a look at it. So yeah, man, let's see if we can bring up some examples of what it might be like to create with ClickFunnels.
Okay, you should be able to see my screen now.
All right, cool. Yeah, we've got it right here.
I can see it. Okay. Excuse me, I had to cough really quick. muted my microphone so I don't cough.
Well done.
So you can see here I have these six funnels. Mm-hmm. And can I tell them the secret now, the bonus?
Yeah, tell them the secret now. That's
okay.
Cool.
So I wasn't going to say anything until the end, but basically what we're going to give to you guys is when you sign up for a ClickFunnels account, you'll get all six of these funnel templates added to your account automatically. It's a product launch funnel, a perfect webinar funnel, a real stuff funnel, a network marketing bridge funnel, which would be used for network marketers to bridge from like an opt-in page over to, you know, like their seller site. A fishbowl funnel, which is really good for local businesses to get leads, and then a best-selling book funnel, which is actually the same funnel that Russell Brunson used to sell. I think it was like 26,000 copies of his book when he launched his book. Like, I know he's sold way more copies since then, but that was like the pre-sale. It was like 26,000 copies or something like that, and like I don't know, and it's just a real short time. And then I'll also, I'm going to show you some of these funnels and how easy it is to use ClickFunnels, but I'm also going to show you guys how to create a course in ClickFunnels, because I know that's kind of what everybody is really here to learn about.
Awesome.
So the first one would be like your product launch funnel, or even your real stuff funnel where you're selling something. But what I'm going to do is actually, I'm just going to create a brand new funnel, and we'll kind of build on that. So I just click that. What's that?
Oh, I said, cool. That sounds great.
Okay. So you click on that and it gives you, it's kind of like your funnel wizard here where you can select collect emails, sell your product, or host a webinar. If you click sell product, it'll give the option for a sales funnel, a product launch funnel, or a membership funnel. And these are actually just kind of like funnel templates. Mm-hmm. You can actually create any type of funnel you want. A webinar is going to be a live webinar for registration. Which you would integrate with like GoToWebinar or Webinar Jam Studio. And then a webinar replay is going to be your auto webinar or an evergreen webinar. So for this example, I'm just going to click sell your product and choose a sales funnel. And then I'm just going to call this demo funnel. Apparently I already have a number one, so this is going to be my demo funnel number two. And it's going to build out those pages, takes a couple seconds. And you'll see here it builds out each one of these funnel steps. And this order here, this is actually pretty important to take note of because this is the order of your funnel. I mean, if you envision kind of a funnel funneling downwards, people start up here and it's going to funnel them down. So when somebody opts in on your squeeze page, they're automatically going to be sent to your sales page. When they click a button on your sales page, as long as you have it hooked up correctly, they're just going to take them to the order form. When the order processes, it's going to automatically take them to the next step. So it funnels them through this whole process. So there's a whole bunch of templates that you can select, or you can do what I do and just select a blank template. I don't recommend that at first. I recommend using something, you know, using a template that you like and then just kind of editing images and copy and things like that. So this one would actually make for a good squeeze page. It's just kind of a simple opt-in for a free report. And then you can come through here and select all these templates. And I'm just going to pick some random templates here just for the sake of time. We'll choose one with a video here. And then I'll choose an order form template. And I'm going to choose my two-step order form because that's my favorite one. And then I'm going to choose an order confirmation page. And the order confirmation page is kind of like your fulfillment page or your receipt page, you can call it. Where it's going to recap all the products they purchased and give them their access links. And then I'm actually going to add a couple more steps here so you can see how this works. It only generated those first few pages, but I can add as many pages as I want. So I'm going to call this my upsell number one. And once that builds, then I'm going to create I'm just going to choose a template here. All right. So I need to make sure I choose a upsell template. I'm going to choose that one. That's my favorite one for this one. And so now it's an OTO page. And then I can just clone this page and it'll automatically apply that same template. I have to add it to the funnel. And then this is going to be my upsell number two page. So now I have two upsells, but they're out of order. So I just need to move them up. It's just going to give me a little warning and then move that up there so I can just drag and rearrange the page order. Nice. I can also even add a downsell. And the way that the downsell works is if the user declines the upsell on the previous page, it'll show them that downsell page. If they take the upsell, then it's actually just going to skip over the downsell. So when you have an order, a funnel like this, everyone's going to see all the upsell pages.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I have it here, so if somebody says no on this first upsell, they're going to see this downsell. If they say yes on this upsell, it's going to skip over that downsell and go straight to the second upsell.
Wow. That just kind of, you just clicked some kind of a setting in there, or it just does that with,
it just, you know? It just knows.
Wow. Cool.
And then, okay. So then I need to add a couple more pages here. I need to add my membership access page. And this is where going to be where I stylize the login for my membership site. Nice. So I need to select a membership access type page and just select a template there. And then I'm going to select a new page, and this is going to be my membership area. And I everyone tells me whenever I screen share, I go way too fast and they have no idea what's going on. So if this is just for a demo, but I mean, we have a really good knowledge base. That's what I do here at ClickFunnels, is I create all those articles. So, we have a knowledge base that has videos and how to do all this stuff on a very specific level, you know, how to change your domain, how to use your custom domain, how to set up a product and everything like that. And I'm constantly adding new stuff there. So I'm not going to use this thank you page since we have a membership access here. So now I basically have like a complete funnel. I mean, I still need to go in and edit the pages. So I can just open that up in the editor, and I always just open it up in a new tab. I hold down command on my Mac, or you can control on a PC, just so that way if I need to go, you know, switch back and forth, it's a little bit easier. But so there's an image already on here, so I just click on it, and then I click our image library, and I can search for images too. So if I let me just see if there's any logos in the, and they don't have any logos. Let me see for icons. You can search some icons or here's maybe just some random, those are just like company like icons for PayPal and things like that, but we'll just pretend it's a logo. Mm-hmm. And then you can also integrate with Uzine. If you're using Uzine for design stuff, it'll pull all your Uzine images directly into your ClickFunnels account. So then I can change this headline just by typing on here. Download your free report, and then I can add a subheadline here. And basically, the forms are made up of just individual fields. So if I want to add another field, I can just click right here. Oh, I meant to click this little plus sign, and I can add another input form. And there's all these other different things. I could actually add a drop-down menu if I wanted to.
Wow. And
just say, let's just make this, what type of business are you in, or something like that, right? Uh-huh. What type of business do you own? And then I can give them options. You know, restaurant, lawyer, you know, whatever it is. Just kind of qualifying my prospects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this button is set to submit the form. And the buttons can actually be set to different actions, just depending on what you want to do on the page. You can set it to open the pop-up, to submit the form, go to the next page in the funnel, close a pop-up. If it's on the pop-up, the yes link and no link is for your upsell pages. It's going to tell the system yes or no that they want that product. So it's telling me that the action's not set on that button, so I need to make sure it's set to submit form or else it's not going to work. So there I have my opt-in page, and I can even change this background, you know, for the whole page if I want to. There's some stock backgrounds you can choose from, and or you can upload your own background image. So that would be, you know, kind of my whole opt-in page. I could come in here. You can actually change the meta tags, add a social sharing image. That's what the image that's going to show up on Facebook when you share the link. But cool. Basically, you know, this page is pretty much done. I mean, that took me, wow, you know, like 2 minutes to do. And so then I can actually, in that page, I can actually, if I have uploaded, we call them digital assets. If I have files uploaded, so I actually have one here, ebook free report. I've uploaded that into my account settings. I can just select it here. When someone opts in here, it's going to deliver that ebook to them automatically.
Wow.
So that would be, you know, for my lead magnet, for my opt-in. And then I'd go to my sales page and I'd build that out. Same kind of thing, you know, the page editor. You can add videos. You can add FAQs. You can add, you know, really whatever you want. And if you're good with like custom code, like CSS and HTML and JavaScript and things like that, you can add those types of things as well to really customize your page. And then on your order form, and your order pages, you would stylize them the same way, and then you'd come in here into your products, and you would add a product, and you'd give it a name, then select your billing integration with Stripe, Braintree. You can also connect with Infusionsoft or OnSupport. Give the amount to your tell how much you want to charge. You can set up your fulfillment email right here.
Here's where you
would say, I want to add them to my membership area. So I just set up this funnel. So demo funnel number 2, membership area. I want someone, when they purchase this product, to get added to this membership area. And what's going to happen is this merch tag right here is going to populate with the sign up link for that membership area when this gets sent out. I can also add them to, if I have, I have MorrowPost, SendLane, Infusionsoft all integrated here into this account. I can add them to a list in one of those autoresponders. Under membership, you could actually send them over to Kajabi as well if you're using Kajabi for your membership site instead. If you're shipping a physical product, you can send it to ShipStation. And then the affiliates, you can say whether or not you want to pay a commission on that product. So I didn't actually add that product, but that's how you do that. And you would do the same on your upsell and downsell pages. Yeah, so you come to my upsell page, and I would set up the products the exact same way. And the cool thing about this, and I'm gonna show you guys. So I showed you guys here, opt-in on this page, orders on this page, create your products, integrate with Stripe or Braintree, Infusionsoft on support to collect the payment. And then your membership area, I think that's kind of what everyone wants to see, is where we would actually create the course. And so it starts off, you have a section and a lesson just kind of as a template here. I'm going to open up the membership area so you can kind of see how it works. Actually, you know what I'll do is I'm going to log into one of Russell's membership areas because it's actually already built out with a bunch of lessons and everything.
Cool.
And it'll be a lot easier to show everyone instead of creating a whole bunch of dummy lessons, right? So they can see how this actually works. So this is,
Yeah, well, while it's going, while it's loading, I just want to jump in and say, one of the cool things about what you just showed us, besides the fact that it was highly customizable and super fast to put together, was just that I love that it's integrated all the way through. And, one of the things that I think people that are just getting into internet marketing and maybe want to create an online course is like they find a way to create a course and host it. And you can even buy it, but there's no sales funnel that comes with it. So it's like you just basically have to have people, send people to this link and they just have to go to the sales page and buy it. And the sales page might not even have very many features or anything. So the thing is with that is like if you create a course without a really strong sales funnel, then you're basically you're going to create a course that will highly likely not sell or not sell nearly as much as you could. So
right, exactly.
That's pretty much half of it, or I don't even know what percent. It's a big part of the course itself is the funnel and how it actually, markets and sells your course, how you bring people to that funnel, how it converts and all those things. So just wanted to throw that in there for anyone who is at the point in, learning about online courses, and not sure what the importance of a sales funnel is and having people opt in. It's huge. So I love that that's a big part of this. And it's kind of, it's linked right in with the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can create a course and you can put it up on Udemy and make money. I've seen courses that have made, hundreds of thousands of dollars on Udemy, but you're really just relying on them for traffic and you're giving them a percentage. I don't know what that percentage is, but you're giving away some money, but that's for, I guess that's the cost of them giving you the traffic, right?
Totally. But, and I don't know if you heard this, Mark, but Udemy just basically did something where they put a cap on their courses. $50 tops
you can 50. Sell for.
Yes.
Used to be 300, so.
Right. So they just brought it down. And so it's like all those courses that were more expensive are now $50. And so if you created a masterpiece kind of course that was huge, it's $50. So.
Oh, I bet that made a lot of people mad.
I bet so too. And I agree with you. It's a cool platform in itself, but that's one of the risks of,
Right.
Having it on a third party like that controls the pricing and all that stuff.
Right, exactly.
You don't
have I mean, with QuickFlows, you can create a course and sell it for as much as you want. We don't have any, we don't even take a percentage. So,
right. Oh, that's a good thing to mention. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So this is one that's already built out, and it's important to understand, like, the ClickFunnels membership sites, we actually call them micro continuity sites. And what that means is, what they're intended to be is where you sell either a one-time payment or a monthly subscription. And so people can pay, you know, $47 to access your content. And if you're selling it, it's a monthly subscription, you probably want to continually add new content. If it's a one-time fee, you can just do like a you know, like this one is actually just a one-time fee. People pay and then they get access to all the content. It's a self-paced learning, right? So you come in here and you have basically these are different modules, and I'll show you kind of on the back end here. Each one of these like instant traffic hacks, hacking your dream 100, that's going to be a section right here. So I can add new sections. And then you'll see below that it says product requirements. So I can actually make this section restricted to a specific product. So
cool.
The one, I didn't create any products in this funnel, but here's one that has multiple. So I could say, you know, in order to get access to this section, they have to purchase this product. So it's perfect for when you have upsells and downsells and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get access to those sections. So you can have multiple tiers basically within your course, right?
Oh, that's cool. So you don't have to build another course. It's just...
Exactly. Yeah. And what I've seen a lot of people do actually is they create almost like a module and they turn it into like a free module, and that becomes their lead magnet. And so,
yes.
And so they say, hey, get access to, you know, the first module of this course, and for absolutely free, all you have to do is opt in. They give them access, but then they upsell them on the rest of the course, right? So they're giving them a sample, giving them a taste of how great their content is. And then in each module, you know, you can have multiple lessons. So there's different lessons here, you know, and you can do video. You can add, let me see if I can find one. So I think these are actually, those are actually videos too, just pop-up videos. So this is an embedded video. This is like a Lightbox video. So you can have multiple videos in one section. I mean, here's like, I don't know how many videos that is. let's see. You could do, trying to find one that has like a download actually. Mostly, oh, here we go. So like this would be like a link to a shared funnel from ClickFunnels. But you could also have a button that links to like a PDF, you know, so if you want to give a PDF with each lesson, or maybe, nice. You know, for the entire training or something like that, you can give them PDFs. One thing I've seen a lot of people do is they'll have like an introduction up here, like as the first lesson, and there's a link to their private Facebook group.
Right. Cool.
Different things like that. So, I mean, you can see like, this is pretty extensive. Like once I start expanding all this stuff, I mean, there's, you know, close to 30, 40 lessons in this one membership area. I mean, there's a lot of content there. And so it's you can do you can build all that out, and then another cool thing you can do, like I said, you can have multiple tiers, and then the other thing you can do is actually in each one of these lessons you can set a drip delay. So like just say you had 10 lessons and you wanted to release each one over 10 days or over 10 weeks even, you set the drip delay, and it's only going to be available X number of days after they register. So I know there's a lot of people who like that as well. And then you can manage your members and things like that. I mean, you can do all you need to do, deliver your content, create your course all right here within ClickFunnels. I have a lot of people asking me about, you know, can you create quizzes to advance and things like that? That's not available. In the membership sites, they're really intended, like I said, they're micro continuity sites, really intended to be just for content delivery. So there's, you know, there's other apps that you can use like Quizzer or, you know, other membership software that is more robust. But I mean, really, if you're looking for an all-in-one solution, this is, I mean, you see right here, I have from opt-in all the way to fulfillment, I have my entire business.
That was so awesome. I have a couple of just like the question on the actual membership pages. So what, number one, that's super cool that you can just like limit, like you said, limit the, you can have certain tabs only show for people who bought certain products.
Right, right, right.
Actually like manage cohorts of people that way too. Like, let's say you called a product, like, you know, you had a product that was people, like only people who bought it in June or something of 2016, and they bought that product, and then it then it's like, if there's custom things just for them, it would only show up for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cool. It would, I mean, so if that's the case, it may not be like a product you want to sell them, or maybe you have, or maybe you have like a different sales funnel for each launch cycle or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, you can restrict access to any product in your ClickFunnels account. I mean, these aren't even in the same funnel. Mm-hmm. Cause I didn't even set up any products actually in this funnel.
Right.
So,
right.
So, I mean, you can build out multiple funnels, and I've actually suggested that to a lot of people because, you know, a lot of times people want to have multiple membership areas for like the same brand. Mm-hmm. And I don't recommend doing that because if you're marketing to the same audience and you're like, hey, get access to this product, then they have to log into one membership area, and then you create another one and they buy that, they have to log into another membership area. It's just a lot of logins to manage. Whereas you could just create different tiers for each product, and then they have the same membership area. When they buy the new product, it gets added into their membership area where it just, the content appears there. Yeah, so it'd be the same kind of concept. You know, you create like a June 2016 section, basically. And then another thing you can do, so when somebody signs up, I'll sign up really quick just so that we have a member to mess around with.
Mm-hmm. While you're doing that, I got a quick question. Can you do things like, if people want to have discussion, like comments under a video, do you guys have modules that can do that? Or do you just recommend going to Facebook?
It's a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. That's actually a question we get a lot. One thing, because it's the way that the membership sites are set up. And mm-hmm. I'll actually show you here in the editor for the membership area page. So you can customize the membership areas really however you want, but mm-hmm. there's kind of two, maybe three components that are critical.
Okay.
So this is your membership content element. And it says example of lesson headline. This is just dummy content here because what's going to happen is when the page loads, notice when I click on one of these, it's changing right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this element right here does on the page, is it loads that lesson content. Okay. And then this is the navigation. So, I mean, you can move this, you know, if you want it up here or over here, or you can, you know, maybe you want this on the left-hand side, the lesson, or on the right-hand side, the lesson on the left-hand side. You can change that, but really, for this to look good, like, mm-hmm. the content kind of has to, you kind of have to follow this general layout, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to kind of look funny. Like, can you imagine if, like, just this long net menu that takes up, like, three pages was up above here, you click on the menu, then you have to scroll all the way down here to
never find
it and back. It would be weird. But, yeah, so, I mean, you can lay it out in different ways like that. But so anyway, what I was getting at is this is all one page.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I add, let me see. So we have like a Facebook comments element. I can find that. Or maybe, you know what? I think it actually got removed because it was causing a problem.
Okay.
Because what happens is the Facebook comments element would be linked to the whole page. So it'd be shown for every lesson, basically. So people would be commenting.
Oh, yeah.
And they think they're commenting on one lesson. Oh. And then but like people are like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Like I was on this lesson and this person's saying talking about another lesson, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so at least I wonder if you can add it here. Because I don't think it's here either, just because it's the same thing. Like all of these lessons are basically on the same page. Yeah. Right. So
that's cool. You know, I did see you had a survey in there. Built in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can do surveys.
Oh, cool.
But one thing that I've done in the past, and I don't like it, it's not like a great solution, is using Discuss. Mm-hmm. And the way that Discuss works is it's based on the URL of the page it's on. So right. for every lesson that you set up, you actually have to set up a new page in your funnel and embed that Discuss comments widget. And then okay. you get the iframe for that ClickFunnels page and add it to your lesson. Okay. So if you have 20 lessons, you have to set up 20 new pages for Discuss comments. So it's kind of a, it's kind of a weird solution, but it can be done. Right. But yeah, that's my recommendation for that, honestly, is just a link to like your private Facebook group.
Right.
Have the discussion carry on there. I mean, that's where everything's going anyway.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, like that's what I'm using 90% of the time. That's what, you know, the courses that I'm in, because I think the point is like, you know, the people that are doing like private forums, I'm sure some people out there have had great results with it,
but yeah.
it's like people are on Facebook just hanging out when in between things, and then they'll come across, you know, a thread and they'll comment on it. So basically
it creates better engagement, you know?
Yeah, more engagement. So it's like, yeah, I've had people, I'm teaching them how to build courses, and they're like, yeah, but I don't want to bring people to Facebook. I don't want to have, you know, like you can't really have individual threads or things like that. But you can like create threads based on posts and things like that. So you can do most of what you need. And the point is what would you rather have, more engagement or some kind of organized method right, that people right. aren't really using? So
I mean, you could honestly, if you want something like that, you could even set up something like Slack or Flowdoc, or you know, and those are actually more for like intra-organizational communication. But you could set up something like that right. where you could have threads and things like that, where it's a private, you know. But honestly, like, I mean, to get notifications, like, people are on Facebook. They have Facebook on their phones. They have Facebook on their iPads. And they get the notifications. They go on Facebook. Oh, I have a notification. Then they're back in your group. Mm-hmm. With any other kind of tool or form or things like that, that notification is going to their email. So then they have to go to their email. They click on the email. It takes them to the forum. If they're on the phone, they have to log in again, you know? So it's, I think, as far as engagement goes, and it is, I mean, honestly, Facebook pretty much does allow for threads, because you have a post and people comment on it, you know?
Right, that's true.
And so it's just the most relevant content, and, you know, the most recent content gets pushed to the top. So I think if you're doing that, you just got to make sure that as the admin, you're engaging people as well. And it can engage people beyond the course content. You know, you can add, you know, hey, guys, I know this isn't in the course, but I just found out this, you know, I thought this trick was cool. And so I think really that's one of the best ways to go for engagement for your community.
Sweet, man. Well, this is looking really cool. I love what you just showed. Basically, I mean, you just spent, you know, a lot of times, you know, the number one issue that people have, that in terms of, I've surveyed a large amount of people doing course creation, and, you know, what stops them or where they get stuck. And it's usually on technology. And you just showed us how to basically build out the whole, not just like how to build the course components, but like how to build out the whole funnel from the opt-in to the delivery, to the sales page, to the order form, upsells, access. Showed it, like, you can send a template email right then and there that gives them access. So you just kind of dialed up the whole thing in like 20 minutes. So that was pretty incredible. And I hope that people feel really inspired to be able to just go ahead and like have their course and create it easily and not be stopped by the technology. So thanks.
Yeah. My only recommendation is, and I don't like saying, hey, wait, but I would recommend that if you don't have your course built yet, or at least outlined, do that first. Like, that should be your first step. Outline your funnel as well. Because there's nothing worse, and I do the same thing. There's nothing worse than, like, you have an idea for a funnel, and then you start building it, you're like, oh, wait, how's this even supposed to work? I don't even have so, like, you draw it out just, like, on a notepad or something. Like, okay, I'm going to have an opt-in page, then I'm going to have a sales page, then I'm going to have an order page. You just map it out on a piece of paper, outline your course, and then start building, you know, because then you can, you know, you have a plan, you have a map, you have something to go off of. Otherwise, you get in here and you log in, you're on your 14-day free trial, and you're like, What was I supposed to do again? I'll get back to it later. And then 13 days later, you're like, oh, I didn't even use that. It doesn't work. But it's, you know, you're like, it's like, wait a second. Well, you logged in once and you didn't try it. What do you mean it doesn't work? You know?
Right. Yeah. So. Man. Well, I also thought that was super cool too. Yeah. I love the, yeah, definitely map out your course. I mean, we have other people like Pat Flynn. I got to interview about, you know, will it fly and how to test your course. And just like you said, sometimes just creating a first module of a course before creating the whole course and getting people to it, giving it away for free and getting feedback and, yep. you know, surveying them about the course and then even selling them on the back end. Like, hey, I'm just running this as to a small group to beta test it. Would you like to be one of the members, the founding members, and doing that? And that way, but which I love, by the way, that that feature is part of ClickFunnels, that you can do that, because then it's like you're not spending all your time creating a course and then either A, it not selling, or B, you can actually start selling your course before you create it.
Exactly.
So relax a bit and, you know, not be like hustling just to get your course out there so you can do a really quality job. So that is really cool that you can just give people access to a free module and then let them test it out and get their feedback on it. Really
you
cool.
You could even, I mean, because you can constantly add new modules and new lessons. I mean, you sell it, you have one lesson in there, and you just say, hey, we'll release a new lesson every week. You create one new lesson a week. That anybody could do that, you know?
Right. So, right.
You know, I mean, if you outline a course, you're like, oh man, there's 100 lessons that I have to build out, I have to do videos. That's overwhelming, you know?
Yeah,
but totally. If you just say, okay, well, I'm just going to release one new one each week, you know, anybody can do that. So.
Yeah, cool. That's a great like hack on how to deal. You know, that's part of it. That's like another big piece of it is like, how do we actually manage like ourselves to be able to create?
Right.
So that's another story. But well, this has been awesome, Mark. Thank you so much for sending us through. The complete process really of creating a whole course, the whole sales funnel for a course even. So that has been really inspiring to me. And yeah, is there anything, I know for people after this who want to try out ClickFunnels, what should they do? You mentioned
you're going to have a link for them, right?
Yeah. We got the link
for them on the page. So go to that link. When they sign up using that link, they'll get those six funnels I mentioned in the beginning. They'll get those added to their account automatically so they can start doing that. One of the cool ones is, we kind of ran out of time, but I wanted to show this. It's the perfect webinar funnel. It's actually basically the same template that Russell Brunson uses for his funnels, for his webinars, the same layout. So you have your webinar registration, the webinar confirmation.
We could stay on for a couple minutes if you got that. Cool.
All right, yeah.
I don't know if you're out of time though either too, but I got
like five more minutes.
All right, cool. Me too.
All right. I thought I was sharing my screen, but now I am.
Oh, okay.
So this is you got your registration page where someone can click here and they can register for the webinar. And then they go to the confirmation page where you have like a countdown timer. And then you have your indoctrination pages. And that's basically what you're going to do is you're going to have emails set up, and you can use Actionetics for that. Or you can even do that right here in the automation and ClickFunnels. You can set up an email, and you're going to send them back to these pages because you want to get them ready to buy, right? Because the whole purpose of doing a webinar, it's not just to like have fun and talk to people. It's actually to make money, right? Mm-hmm. And so you send them here, and this is where you're going to basically say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to be talking about on the webinar. And you're getting them more familiar with you, with your brand. You're kind of pre-framing everything. And it kind of goes into the whole psychology of, you know, selling on a webinar. And then, so you have one email that leads them here. And then you'd have another email that leads them to your second indoctrination page. Third email leads them to the other indoctrination page. And then you have the webinar. So, and then on the webinar, you know, you'd have your call to action and you would link to a sales page, basically kind of like what we just built, you know, you would link them to that and, they would purchase your product. So
really cool. You know, one thing too, by the way, just for people who are new to webinars, like What Mark's showing us is a really, it's actually, I mean, I'm not saying like complicated, but it's an advanced strategy, because, and that's really, we're looking at what is it really, you know, you can have people sign up for a webinar and they may not come back and join it. But if you have these pages where you're sending them reminders, bring them to another video of you telling something that you're getting them excited about the webinar. You're kind of giving unveiling a little something here and there, telling more about your story. They're connecting with you, and they're more likely to be much more engaged. Will show up for the first thing, show up for the webinar, be more engaged, and buy your course. So I just wanted to point that out, because some people, I know you've got all the tricks up your sleeve. You know what to do to enhance the webinar experience, but some people haven't done that yet. So that what he was showing you is pretty awesome technique right there.
Well, just to give you an idea, a guy I know, he's done two webinars so far this year, and he's to launch his course, and he's delivering his course, you know, he's doing kind of a live, as well as a, you know, membership site format. So mm-hmm. He does like weekly webinars with people as part of the course, but then he has, you know, the study materials that they can go through. And mm-hmm. he actually did a paid webinar. So he had to pay to attend the webinar, mm-hmm. and like the early bird payment was $27, and the, you know, if you didn't sign up early, then it was $47. He had 1,000 people sign up for his first webinar.
Wow.
In ClickFunnels. And they paid to be on the webinar. And what? Then he sold them his product, which was around $500. And mm-hmm. it was his course. And I think the first time he did the webinar, I think he told me he did about $150,000.
Oh my gosh.
And then the second time he did the webinar, he did close to $200,000.
That is so awesome.
And that was, you know, with doing a webinar to a sales page with the order form, all in ClickFunnels, and then delivering in a membership course. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of potential of what you can do. And so, I mean, it's just honestly, when it comes down to it, there's no secret trick. It's just getting the work done, you know, just making it happen and doing it. And that's what ClickFunnels allows you to do. It makes it, you know, like you said, overcome those tech disadvantages and just get it done. So
that's so cool. Right on, Mark. So you guys check this out. So there is, you know, in that link underneath this video waiting for you, just sign up. And did I get it right? It's 14 days free.
Yeah, 14 days free. Credit card is required for the sign up, so that way there's no discontinuation of service. Yeah. But if they can, no, there's no contracts, you can cancel at any time. You can actually cancel right within your account. You don't even have to contact us to cancel. Right. If you want to, you can contact our billing department and they'll cancel, no questions asked. So
it's free. Like right now, everyone can jump on there and free to try. Just enter your credit card. You'll get all those funnels, the six funnels that Mark was describing for us. You can get in there, play around with it, start building out a funnel, start testing it out. I mean, just in a couple of minutes, you could start collecting leads for a webinar or your opt-in or start building your course. So
yeah, you can build a funnel right now, and then when you wake up in the morning, maybe have some money in your account, right? Depends on how quick you are.
Yeah, totally. So go ahead and test that out and let us know what you think. And besides that, thanks so much, Mark, for joining us for the Online Course Creation Summit. Really glad to showcase ClickFunnels and learn about all the cool things you can do, because I know a lot of people are going to want to build their course with ClickFunnels. So thanks so much for your time and for showing us all the cool things you have showed us.
This has been great.
Yeah, man. Okay, cool. And for all of you guys who tuned in, thanks so much for joining us. And if you, you know, got something that you learned that was new here, which I'm sure most of us did, I did even, go ahead and, you know, share it on Facebook. You can share this video, share a link to this page, tell people what you got, because that's the way that we internalize these things. And go ahead and go out and create your course. You know, do not wait until, you know, next year to start your course, because you may never start it. And by the time you make that course, someone might already build it. So anyway, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Cheers.